This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Central Asia, Kazakhstan today was hit by tragedy. A Beck Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board crashed shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. According to the Russian ITAR TASS news agency, at least 7 people were killed, down from an earlier estimate of 12. Dozens of others were injured. More from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into 2 possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet last recertified to operate in May. Beck Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when fate intervened. Aviation expert Mike Vivian suggests weather could have been a factor.
This airport is known for icing conditions, severe icing and fog and mist. And indeed, on this occasion, the temperature was very low. It was minus 12. Although the sky was relatively clear, there was some fog and mist, smoke and mist.
A search for a missing tour helicopter with 7 people aboard has been dramatically expanded off the U.S. state of Hawaii. AP correspondent Matt Small has our report.
The Coast Guard says efforts are being made to locate a tour helicopter that disappeared last night in Hawaii. The aircraft's owner is said to have alerted authorities about 45 minutes after it was due back from a tour of Kauai's Napali coast. The helicopter has an electronic locator, but so far no signals have been received. 2 of the 6 passengers are believed to be minors. I'm Matt Small.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Disaster officials in the Philippines now say that Typhoon Fanfon on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day killed at least 28 people. Another 12 are missing. The storm lashed island after island with sustained top winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour before weakening over the South China Sea. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools and government buildings. The epidemic of brush fires in Australia's state of New South Wales remains an ugly fact of life. The state's Rural Fire Commissioner is Shane Fitzsimmons.
While conditions are more mild, there's extraordinary work going on with hand tool line construction, fire break upgrades. They're locking in control lines with back burning. Men and women on the ground doing really difficult work in pretty rugged country.
China's defense ministry has announced it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports it's getting a lot of attention in the West.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the 3 armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together 3 of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters reporting. Back in the United States, 2 Georgia men are being forced out of the U.S. Army National Guard after reports they were associated with a white supremacist religious group. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Army investigators began looking at the 2 men after the Atlanta anti-fascist group tied them to a neo-pagan religious sect called the Asatru Folk Assembly. Because of its whites-only emphasis, that group has attracted neo-Nazis and other supremacists. One of the men, Trent East, has also lost his job at a Georgia county jail. He was photographed at a white nationalist event in 2017 and had been posting white supremacist slogans on social media. But East denies being racist. He says he just wants to worship the same way his Norse ancestors did in the past. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring a huge victory after winning a leadership primary that ensures he will lead his right-wing Likud party into a March general election. This despite facing a corruption indictment and his 3rd round of balloting in just 12 months. Netanyahu scored more than 70% of the primary vote against his rival Gideon Saar. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.